from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Monday, December 23rd, 2019. It's the day before my birthday. And I am not in San Francisco. I'm in Douglas City, California, in the Trinity Alps, near the Mountain House. And I'm walking to the Trinity River. You can do a little bit of fishing with Butler. Let me put this phone in my pocket here, and hopefully it doesn't stop recording. So I have not had any luck fishing out here, but supposedly, well, the guy at the corner store at the end of the road here in Douglas City, beautiful downtown Douglas City, population 715, said this is the perfect time to be trying to catch steelhead. So I am walking out here to the river. I have waders on, insulated waders, which I think they have a slight leak in them. But so I'm walking to the river. I hear that the rains are supposed to make the fishing a lot better in this river because it's supposed to raise the level of the river. I'm not sure if I'm walking the right way or not. I don't think I am. I'm gonna wade into the river here. Hopefully I don't fall in. But I'm going the wrong way. Alright, so. Oh, by the way, thank you to Adam Brochet for the Christmas card and $50 donation. Thank you so much, Adam Brochet. You are a friend of mine and a friend of the show. I really appreciate it. All right. Almost down to the river here. I had to park up on the main road, which is Steiner Flat Road, and walk down the ledge here to the river. Here I go. All right, so there is, the river moves fast. It's like rapids in some parts of it. And there's a rock island in the middle of it, but with a bunch of little rocks. That's what I'm walking in here. Last time I fished at this part, I caught a bunch of little hatchlings. Hatchling trout and hatchling something else, maybe hatchling salmon. I got some earthworms here, some night crawlers, but I'm going to start off by trying these lures that I think Adam Brochet might have sent me these lures. If I'm wrong, I apologize whoever sent me these, but thank you for sending me these. I'm going to try here. Now it's very rapid here, so I'm going to drop my net. All right, let's see what happens when we do this. It is just so beautiful here. It's been kind of raining off and on since I got here on Thursday. I have been completely alone this entire time. I've not spoken to anybody except people at the store in Weaverville and the guy at the store at the in Douglas City when I went and got some bait today. It's kind of a little bit lonely, but extremely peaceful, and I need the solitude time alone. All right, let's try casting out and see what happens here. All right, that was a terrible cast, but we'll let it run down the river. I have been falling asleep at like 6 or 7 o'clock every night and waking up super early in the morning. Oh good, my line's all tangled up. I'm the worst fucking fisherman, man, I tell you. This is called Not Fishing with Butler. I'm already one cast and I'm already fucking tangled up. This is ridiculous. Oh boy. Oh motherfucker. I got a bird's nest already. let's see if I can get out of this mess. You can hear the wind blowing my microphone. I hope it's not too distracting. Come on now. It would be nice to catch a fish instead of having a bird's nest. Everybody can laugh at the inexperienced fisherman Michael Butler. I think I've almost got it cleared out. Maybe not. Come on, motherfucker. Come on, motherfucker. All right. I think you're cleared out now. All right. Reel it in. See what happens here. We'll walk out in the water here. Well, all right. Let's try this one more time here. Well, not one more time, but another time. All right, that was a better cast. It sure is gorgeous here. I'll take a picture and I'll post this on my Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek on Instagram, don't ask. All right, let's try reeling this in. I think I might have too much line on here. I put more line on today because yesterday I was fishing and let it run down the river and I almost lost all my line. And today I added some more line to it and I think I added too much. Yeah, this is a mess. Oh boy. Well, friends, that's what happens when you got an amateur like me fishing. I am the worst fucking excuse for a hunter or a fisherman, I'll tell you. I'm what's called a wannabe. But one of these days I will learn how to do it. All right. Come on, fishy fishies. This river is moving fast. All right, no bite on that line, on that cast. Cast it out again. That was a fucking horrible cast too. Oh boy. Well, the plan today is I went and dug up a Christmas tree the other day in the backyard. This is the first time I've ever done that. And I've had it on the front porch. They say you're not supposed to bring it inside for very long because if you want to replant a live tree, it needs to stay in the weather that it was in. That was a pretty good cast. I'll let this one run out into the stream here along the river. They say you want to not leave it in the warm house for very long because what happens in the cold weather, the trees get dormant and they stop growing. And when you bring them inside, they think it's already springtime or summertime and they immediately start growing. And then when you go to replant them, they go into some sort of a shock. So they say don't bring it in for very long. So I have it on the front porch because I'm gonna let the wife, when she gets here tomorrow, I'm gonna let her decide where we're gonna put it. Cast out again here. What you do, I was watching YouTube videos, and what you do is you dig a big circle around it and try to get as much of the roots as you can, and then you wrap the roots in burlap, and then you put it in a pot, and you tie the tree up so that you can carry it down the hill. I cut the tree down way up the hill, a good 500 yards away from my house, and dragged it down, and it's now in a planter, about to fall, on the front porch. And tonight I'm gonna probably decorate it and plug it in and have a little lit Christmas tree on my front porch. That's the plan tonight. I'm gonna cook some chicken wings on the grill. It's a nice day today. It's about 40 degrees, but it's really sunny and it's beautiful out here. Man, this river is just beautiful. Oh, am I hung up? Oh boy. Usually when you're hung up, you just let the line out and let it go down with the river and unhang. No bites, reeling slowly, no bites. Well, I'm not gonna bore you with me being here fishing all day. I'm gonna walk a little bit farther down before I say goodbye. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, my birthday. I will be the ripe old age of 58 years old. Oh boy, almost 60. I fucking can't believe that, man. I don't feel 60, I'll tell you that. Let me cover up this microphone. All right, I'm about as far out as I can go with these waders. Do another cast and we'll reel it in and then I'll say goodbye. What I want to do is cast where the water stops moving. Oh, that was the worst fucking cast of all time. Oh, you fucking idiot. Let me try that again. This is where I caught the hatchlings last time. Oh, that was a pretty good cast. All right. Starting to get the hang of it now. Let it run down with the river. All right. Keep going, line. Keep going. After I reel this one in, I will say goodbye. I'm gonna fish for about, I don't know, maybe an hour. I have the two dogs in the house. It's too cold for them to go outside. When I get back, I'll probably walk them in the woods and check my trail cams. I have not checked them since yesterday, but I have a feeling that there's nothing but the neighbor's dogs. I had some old eggs in the refrigerator and I put them out there because they were too old. So I put them out in the woods, maybe see if an animal will come. I put them near the trail cams. Another bird's nest. All right, I'm gonna say goodbye. This is a fucking exercise in futility from Michael Butler. Thank you for listening, friends. I spun the iTunes wheel and coincidentally, it landed on Ted Nugent, paralyzed from State of Shock. A coincidence because I brought up here with me Martin Popoff's book on Ted Nugent that Dave Franco sent it to me. I'm reading that. I'm up to the first album now. It went through the Amboy Dukes and all that. And I'm enjoying the book. Finished the Cowboy Mac Bell book while I was here too. I finished that last night. And it was a sad ending. I felt really bad for the cowboy. All right, it's getting windy here, so that's what I'm gonna play for you, friends. Paralyzed from Ted Nugent from State of Shock album, which is a great album. I was watching Rob Grange's YouTube. I followed him on the Insta, on the Facebook, trying to get that motherfucker on the show. One day he will. He's writing a book, but he posted on YouTube his gear that he used on Stranglehold. He's an MXR Phase 90, and he showed his precision bass that he played on. It's only like 2 minute episode, but it was very entertaining. So here is, this, by the way, Rob Grange is not on this recording. I believe that Dave Kiswini is on this one, who is now playing with Derek St. Holmes. This is the State of Shock album. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you soon. You can find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek, don't ask. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. And I will talk to you maybe tomorrow on my birthday. And if I do not, I hope you have a very, very great Christmas. Here's Ted Nugent.
You are paralyzed. They take your logic. You are hypnotized. You show no emotion. You're paralyzed. Don't you know you crucified yourself for love? You're killing you and nobody else. And I know you've been spending all night alone.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.